15 minutes or more of somebody else. I'd like to turn to the Gospel of Matthew, please, in chapter 27. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 27. Verse 57. When the evening was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciple. He sent to Pilate and begged, the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out in the rock, and he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulchre and departed. Now this was a verse or two in chapter 15 of Mark, please. Mark's Gospel, chapter 15. Verse 42, and now when the evening was come, because it was the preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, an honorable counselor, which also waited for the kingdom of God, came and went in boldly, what is that word, boldly, unto Pilate, and craved the body of Jesus. And while Pilate marveled if he were already dead, and calling unto him the centurion, he asked him whether he had seen any while dead. And when he knew it of the centurion, he gave the body to Joseph. Now Luke 23, please. Verse 50. And behold, there was a man named Joseph, a counselor, and he was a good man and a just. The same had not consented to the counsel and deed of them. He was of Arimathea, a city of the Jews, who also himself waited for the kingdom of God. This man went into Pilate and begged the body of Jesus, and he took it down and wrapped it in linen and laid it in a sepulchre that was hewn in stone, wherein never man before was laid. Now, finally, John chapter 19, please. John's Gospel, chapter 19. Verse 38. And after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. Pilate gave him leave. He came therefore and took the body of Jesus. There came also Nicodemus, which at the first came to Jesus by night, and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloe, but 100-pound weight. Then took they the body of Jesus, and wound it in linen clothes with the spices, as the manner of the Jews is to bury. So that's all we intend to read. I want to just give a brief word on Joseph of Arimathea, thinking about the great important lesson of service. We're all really servants of the Lord. How do we serve? What motivates us in our service for the Lord? These are very practical considerations. When I look at the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, touching this dear man, Joseph of Arimathea, I learn some very important lessons on service. I suggest in Matthew's Gospel, it is the cost of service. Amazing to think that here Joseph of Arimathea, a rich man, and yet though a rich man, we see a rich man begging for the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. He surrendered his own tomb and gave it to the Lord Jesus. It was certainly, as was said earlier this afternoon in ministry, it belonged to him. It was his property, but he gave it to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's clear that he had hewn that tomb from the rock for himself. And I think this proves the love that Joseph of Arimathea had for the Lord Jesus. It is wonderful to think that God had his man there ready to perform this service for the Lord Jesus Christ. Joseph's gift was only needed for a little while. For on the third day, the Lord Jesus would rise again from the dead. Joseph did what he could for the Lord at that time, and his gift will be never used again. You know, child of God, there are some things that we can do for the Lord only now. The Lord wants something from us now. He may not be able to use it at some future day. Are you prepared to surrender to him? To give to him what he deserves now? If service for the Lord is worth anything, there will be a cost involved. So in Matthew's record of what Joseph of Arimathea did, we see the cost of service. Sometimes service for the Lord may cost us money. Certainly it will cost us time and effort. And sometimes many of us are not prepared to bestow ourselves, to stir ourselves up and serve the Lord. I remember years ago, William Ferguson, one time editor of the Words and Season magazine, now out of circulation, said, you know, some Christians are like wheelbarrows. I thought, what is this? That's a strange comparison. Some Christians are like wheelbarrows. He added, they're no good unless you push them. But to your fellow believer, we shouldn't be coerced into things. We shouldn't be forced into the service of the Lord. We should do it gladly, spontaneously, freely, in love to the Lord Jesus. You know, Joseph of Arimathea is a remarkable character. We never read of him again in the Word of God. Oh, I know tradition has been referred to in regard to Peter. Tradition says that, you know, Joseph of Arimathea went all the way to England and founded Glastonbury Abbey or Cathedral. I do know that Joseph of Arimathea is prophesied of, not by name, in Isaiah 53. How that the Lord Jesus Christ would be with the rich man, singular, the word is singular, in his death. I sometimes wonder, did Joseph of Arimathea discover that he was mentioned in the Bible? I mean, you think that prophecy, 700 years before the Lord came, in Isaiah 53, we might say, depended on its fulfillment on that one man, Joseph of Arimathea. But everything was under God's control, you see. I'm sure, you know, he would have been humble enough if he discovered that he was mentioned in Isaiah 53, not to go running around, hey, I mentioned in the Old Testament. Did you know I mentioned in Isaiah 53? No. He must have had his thoughts. And he must have been glad that he did for the Lord what he could, no matter what it cost him. If he hadn't done it, I know this may sound hypothetical, but the scriptures would not have been fulfilled. What does the service of the Lord cost us? I think Joseph of Arimathea may be pictured in the clean man in Numbers 19, removing the ashes of the red heifer. He's a clean man in that sense, a just man, a man of character. So in Matthew, quickly, we have the cost of service seen in Joseph of Arimathea. Then in Mark, I think we have in Joseph of Arimathea there a little extra touch, additional touch by Mark. It's the courage in service. I try to emphasize it as I read in Mark 15. He went in boldly, boldly. I like that. It took some courage to do that. You know, child of God, it's true today. What about us? All the disciples had forsaken the Lord Jesus. And yet, Joseph of Arimathea showed more courage and faith than all of the disciples of the Lord put together. And more than ever today, as we serve the Lord, it's not only the thought of the cost of service, but it's courage in service. God give us backbone. God give us spiritual boldness to serve the Lord. Courage. When I look at Luke chapter 23, it's not the cost of service, it's not the thought of courage in service, but it's the character of service. We read in Luke 23, that Joseph of Arimathea was a good man and a just. A good man, that's his disposition inwardly. A just man, that's his disposition outwardly. And you know, the Bible doesn't use words haphazardly or unnecessarily. Yes, Joseph of Arimathea is called a good man and a just. That's why God could use him. He'll not use any man. And if you want to serve and I want to serve the Lord acceptably, we need to cultivate our character. We need to be clean in our lives. We need to be careful in our conduct. We need to be practically righteous in this world. If we want to be blessed in his service, character is very important. Last by no means least, when I come to the Gospel of John, the aspect or emphasis of what is highlighted in John's record of Joseph of Arimathea is not the cost of service, the courage of service, the character required for service, but companionship in service, companionship in service. It would have been a difficult job. Reverently speaking, with Joseph of Arimathea to take down the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. He needed help. He needed assistance. And thank God for Nicodemus. He is the one that the Lord Jesus spoke to in John 3, how that the Son of Man must be lifted up. He is the one that takes down from the cross, along with Joseph of Arimathea, the holy body of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the service of the Lord, we are individuals, it is true. Individuality is important. Do not try to be somebody that you're not, or exercise a gift that you clearly haven't got, or enter into a sphere of service that you're not really fitted by God to do. There are times in our service when we do need each other. Thank God for companionship and fellowship in service. It wasn't the soldiers, I take it, that took down the body of the Lord Jesus. It was Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus. I sometimes try to think, what must their thoughts have been? How their hearts would have felt as they took the body down, even as they took from the head of the Lord Jesus that crown of thorns. Gently, they took him down, unfixed his hands and feet, took from his head the thorny crown, brought forth a winding sheet. Do you know that the work of Joseph of Arimathea this day, it really set aside the Jewish law? For the Jewish law was they were not to touch a dead body. Not only that, but the work of Joseph of Arimathea upset the plans of the leaders. They would have buried him, as far as they're concerned, in a common grave. No, says God. I have my servant Joseph of Arimathea. He would be in the rocking tomb. He would be placed in the new clean tomb where never man ever has been placed. Nice to think of Joseph of Arimathea. Think of his fleeting service. I take it that this was the greatest service that Joseph of Arimathea ever did for the Lord. However much longer he lived after that, whatever form of service he engaged in after this, the Bible said. But this was his greatest service. He did it when he could. My challenge to you now is, there something you can do for the Lord now? Please don't put it off. You may regret it at a future time. His service was fleeting. It was faithful. It was fulfilled service. He fulfilled Isaiah 53. It was fearless service. He entered into the presence of Pilate and begged the body of the Lord Jesus. May God help us as we serve the Lord today. I know something about the cost, something about courage, something about the importance of character in service, and also to enjoy, for we need companionship in service.
Take the Thessalonians, please.